Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Polly Johnson, J-O-N-S-S-O-N. Her address is 580 Roberts Road, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-774-3354. ID is... XXXXX8363. Date of birth. February 17, 1954. 69-year-old married retired woman. Insurance is Medicare Part A. Anthem Blue Cross. Secondary. This is address 2. Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H-N-P, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for Alzheimer's disease, familial and personal risk factors. Current problems, morbid obesity, with clinical findings at risk for metabolic disorder. Below that, listes vertically essential hypertension, dyslipidemia, mixed anxiety and depressive disorder. Sleep apnea syndrome, cognitive dysfunction. History of long-term treatment for vitamin D deficiency, hypothyroidism. Current medications list these vertically. Bupropion, escitalopram, hydrochlorothiazide, losartan. Metoprolol. Potassium chloride, Synthroid, dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Polly Johnson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Polly was seen initially on May 9, 2023, with a normal neurological examination. New paragraph. Polly returned today for neurological reevaluation, having completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires. The high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study, parenthesis done at DRI imaging in Elk Grove, in parentheses. Comprehensive laboratory testing for dementia-related risk factors, new paragraph. At her May evaluation, she was given a prescription for low-dose alprazolam to take one or two tablets at bedtime for her comorbid symptoms of insomnia. Subparagraph, she gives an additional history of unrefreshing sleep despite treatment with CPAP therapy. Subparagraph, she is scheduled to see Dr. Verma for reevaluation and consideration for further sleep medicine treatment. New paragraph. She returned today with an additional list of her medicinals and nutritional supplements, which is extensive. New paragraph. The results of the MRI scan showed a few ischemic cerebral subcortical white matter changes without unusual findings. New paragraph. The pituitary gland was found to be flattened and diminutive in size with distension of the optic nerve sheaths, findings consistent with increased intracranial pressure. Subparagraph, there was no reported unusual ventricular dilatation or cortical atrophy or unusual intracranial flow voids to suggest some form of non-obstructive hydrocephalus. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing showed no biomarkers for amyloid activity, a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. The medical testing for dementia-related risk factors was also unremarkable. New paragraph. Her nutritional analysis testing was abnormal, showing absence of measurable levels of vitamin B3. Subparagraph. The findings of vitamin B3 deficiency may be consistent with the disorder known as pellagra, a disorder that produces depression and cognitive decline. New paragraph. The laboratory testing for vascular risk factors showed elevated levels of the LDL and non-HDL cholesterol with increased levels of intact insulin, C-peptide, and an insulin resistance score of 92, which is elevated and consistent with metabolic syndrome-related insulin resistance. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today about the findings of her clinical and laboratory diagnostic evaluations. New paragraph. She is doing well on her CPAP therapy, working diligently to utilize her CPAP on a regular basis, noting a substantial improvement in her clinical symptoms, including her previously elicited symptoms of lightheadedness and dizziness, as might be expected. new paragraph. Today I reminded her that most individuals on CPAP therapy with morbid obesity will lose 30% of their excessive body weight within the first 6 months to a year just because of CPAP therapy. New paragraph. She'll be seeing Dr. Verma for reevaluation and follow-up to see if there are any other features affecting her sleep architecture that would be impairing to the resolution of her dyssomnia. New paragraph. In review of her nutrition, I am giving her a therapeutic women's vitamin to take on a daily basis and supplemental niacinamide, 500 milligrams to take on a daily basis for correction of her pellagra risk factors. New paragraph. I will see her for MedCheck reevaluation and follow-up in 6 weeks. New paragraph. I would expect with her concurrent therapy that over a period of time she would begin to feel better and will lose weight. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. Before I say that, she certainly may be a candidate for one of the new medications for weight loss in treatment of insulin resistance. And so I respectfully, my professional signature.